Aston Villa 3, Fulham 1. What a comeback. Get in. Hello and welcome to Up the Villa podcast. So if you're new, please subscribe to our channel and get in the comments down below some of your thoughts and opinions and what you're hearing off our guys, really. So, you know, we've won 3-1, absolutely buzzing. Tough game to watch at times, but, you know, last 20 minutes was absolutely brilliant. Back to winning ways, absolutely buzzing. And yeah, Justin, what are your thoughts?
I'm over the moon, mate. Absolutely chuffed, you know, seeing lots of negativity about the first hour or so. And yeah, it's disappointing. We were poor, weren't we? Big blow to lose Jack the way we have again. Don't know when he's back. So, you know, the players did look flat. Bit of a lack of urgency again. You know, just really strange, subdued performance for well over an hour, wasn't it? But and then the mistake, you know, he's got that in him, hasn't he, Tyrone? Unfortunately, he's got this little tendency every and again just to just switch off for a split second and not, you know. But you know, to be fair play to him, he rectified the mistake, didn't he? Got forward, got the goal, even miserable Souness has given him some plaudits just on Sky Sports, so he must have done something right, you know. But great, yeah, I mean. Huge impact from the substitutes, what we've been crying out for, isn't it? That's what substitutes are for. They're to change the game, aren't they? Not going well. Chuck your subs on. Hopefully something will change. I thought Davis was like a raging bull when he come on. You know, he gets a lot of stick, doesn't score enough goals. We all know that. But when he plays like that, had a bit longer today. That might have impacted maybe, you know, a bit more confidence in him. You know, brush players around. Beautiful ball in with his wrong foot for Trezzi's second. Trez, you know, like last season, impact player, scored many, many important goals for us. Done it again today. Love him. Ramsey did well when he come on. I think that could be the end of Barkley, you know, not even getting off the bench today. But all in all, I'm over the moon. What is there not to be excited, happy about with that performance? We've just won 3-1 at home after being abject for an hour. You know, if we'd have been in that stadium, can you imagine that stadium in the last 10 minutes with that... banging them goals, the roof would have come off. 90 minutes is football. Smith, great changes. You know, he's had a lot of stick, did it well. Players came on, affected the game. That's what they're for. Over the moon, get in there, 3-1 Villa.
I think picking up on some of the things you said, I think the Mings mistake, it felt like that was brewing at the time. We were losing our way with possession, weren't we? And we were being a little bit sloppy. You know, and they scored. And then, like you said as well, I was going to touch on that I felt like he brought Davis on a little bit earlier than what he normally does. You know, he had a good 22, 21 minutes to impact the game, and he did. And I thought...
And he did.
He was really good, to be fair.
Great.
Seb, what's your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, Fulham is... They reminded me of us last season. They're so naive on the ball, and any bit of pressure, they just tend to crumble. You know, contrast to Newcastle, where no one gets excited. Those two in a relegation battle, there's only one person that you really want to come out on top. But we got the better of Fulham today. We were better in most departments from the second half onwards. It was a really weird game because no team really seemed to have a sustained spell of pressure. I think one team would have it for 5 minutes and another team would take over. No one really got a foothold in the game. But once we got our first goal, you know, it was inevitable that we were going to go on and win. I think the way that we pushed on was really impressive. Davis was incredible today. You know, the way he came on and influenced the game, he's got to be calling out for a start. And yeah, I mean, all round 3 points, it was a really good performance in the end.
Just buzzing to get back to winning ways. We said in the preview that it felt like it had been forever since we won a football match. And, you know, it just makes the table look a little bit better as well now, doesn't it? You know, we've got Liverpool coming up as well. You know, we're still right behind them in the table this season, which is just mad to look at. Simon's got an absolute beauty of a jumper on yet again. What did you make of it all, mate?
Yeah, do you know what? I think you touched on it before, especially with the Mings mistake. I think, to be honest with you, I thought for the first hour we were the masters of our own destruction, really. I don't I don't think Fulham were great. I mean, Martinez didn't really have much to do, did he, in that first hour? And yeah, we were so passive. We were so slow on the ball. We gave it away so much. Those long balls into the channels, which weren't doing anything for the vast majority of the game. And I think if you play like that and you force the errors yourself, you know, upon yourself, and that's what happens. And obviously, we were playing around the ball so much around the back, and then obviously Mings makes a mistake, which, let's be honest, any defender can do. But as Justin said, you know, full credit to him for coming back and setting that goal up. And I think he gets a lot of slander, Mings, but I just think he's such a leader, isn't he? And I think he epitomises everything good about Villa, and I think he's been on this journey with us. And I just think fair play to him. I think total credit to him. Because like I say, any defender can make mistakes. You know, he's human at the end of the day, but the way he roared back was great. I think the thing I say, I think without that goal, I'm not sure the changes might have happened at that point. I know Trezeguet was already coming on, but I think it forced the manager's hand a little bit into bringing on Davies and changing it up, which, let's be honest, changed the game. I think we could all see we weren't breaking through until we actually changed the style of our sort of play. Davies comes on, and it's just, you know, it's going back to old school tactics, isn't it? 4-4-2, two wingers, two centre midfielders and two strikers, and football is a really simple game at times, and I think we try and overcomplicate it. But, you know, Keenan Davis comes on, bit of a battering ram, bit physical with the defenders. And you see what happens; it forces them into errors, and we get through and score three goals. And I think on the overall play of the game, I think people will go on about how poor we were for the first hour, but I think we deserve to win the game. I really do. And yeah, I don't think we tested their goalkeeper enough. Obviously, we didn't, but I don't think they tested Martinez hardly at all, to be fair, until we gave it them. And so I think for our 20-minute comeback then, I think we dominated them. And let's be honest, in the end, we kept going forward. We could have had more than three in the end. And so, no, I'm really pleased. I think, look, we've been in a bad place. The last 7 or 8 games hasn't been brilliant, has it? And so we needed something to stop that run. And I think with the Grealish news before kickoff again, it sent us all into a bit of a despair moment again, and I think any win today was gonna sort of do us the world of good. And I think scoring 3 goals at home and coming back from a goal down, I don't think you can knock that. And as Justin says, what a season we've had. You know, we're into the top half of the table again, and I don't think there's any room to be negative. I think we're doing really well, and I'm really positive about things.
Yeah, I think what I want to pick up on as well is the mentality of us. To come back today, there's pictures in the wall in the changing rooms, like buzzing, hugging, having a, you know, looking like they're loving being around each other. And I think that mentality, what we've got, is brilliant to not give up. One thing I'll ask you then, Simon, just to touch on is, why do you feel like the wingers, and I know it's because there's two up top, but why do they look a little bit more threatening today when there's two strikers as opposed to one?
It's a tough question. I think the winger question for us is, well, a lot of it's down to the fact that they're very inconsistent, aren't they? I mean, they're not top quality wingers, are they? And I think we flip between Trezeguet to Al Ghazi, back to Trezeguet, and it's because they're not great and it's because they're not consistent. We know we need to improve there. But I think having that second striker, it just creates that little bit more room, doesn't it? I think the defenders are concentrating on the forward more, so Traore and Trezeguet can look to get that ball in. You saw with Traore, he has got that quality. I mean, at the end, he didn't do anything all game, really, but at the very end, he has that little bit of skill, plays in Watkins, and you know Watkins is sort of going to be there in the 6-yard box. And I think having the second striker does open up the space a little bit more. And I think, I just wonder, with Grealish out, is that the way we need to go? Obviously, we try and stick to the same old, don't we? The 4-3-3. And I'm not convinced it really works without Grealish, to be honest with you. It's very rigid, isn't it? And I think our players, because they haven't got the flair that Grealish has, we don't seem to find that space in the 4-3-3. So I just wonder. It goes back to basics. Not many teams play 4-4-2 these days. But I love 4-4-2. It just reminds me of like 90s Premier League football when everyone just played 4-4-2. And for me, like, I really like it. So it looks a bit negative, having like a massive striker up there just booting the ball. But I quite like it. You know,
it'll come back into fashion. It'll come back into fashion at some point. They always do.
Yeah. I just feel like 4-4-2, just dropping bombs all over the place, aren't you? It's just so fun to watch.
nowadays it's seen as like a last ditch attempt to get back in a game. I mean, it just chucked two big men up front and throw the ball in the box. When, like Simon says, you know, we're old enough to remember back into them days. It was never like that. It was like, get your midfielders to play the ball, get your wingers round the back and feed the ball into the box. You got two strikers to get on the end of it. It was never a last attempt long ball game. It was just that way of playing. I'd be slightly different to you, but I've said this for weeks now on this podcast, is with only nine games left now, I do genuinely think it's time to play Davies in the front role and play Watkins off him. Now, if you do, Smith will probably inevitably stick with his 4-3-3 because he loves that way of playing. So why not play Davies up top, Watkins out wide, and whoever on the other side? You know, I think Trezeguet's, you know, had a massive shout today to start next week after coming on and doing that. But then, you know, like you say, Truro's got a bit of magic in him, hasn't he? But I do think it's possibly time to give Davies that little bit of a run, because well, we're more than likely going to sign a striker in the summer. Instead, if we go out and spend 60 million quid on a striker, Davies' days are numbered, aren't they? So with nine games to go, let's give him a chance to see what he's made of in the Premier League. Watkins can play off the left. He's shown that. And then whoever else on the right, especially if Jack's going to be missing for a few games, why not try it now?
Well, I think with Trezeguet next week, he'll be the best Egyptian on the pitch anyway. So Trezeguet's got to start that game for sure anyway. But just touching on McGinn's performance, Seb, how did you feel like he was in the first half? Do you think it was a bit better in playing a bit further forward?
He looked back to his best almost, didn't he? He was able to replicate the performances that he'd been putting into Scotland. You know, he was excellent. I thought he had energy everywhere. You know, he was able to move the ball forward and he was our main attacking outlet at times. Just touching on what Justin said with whether we'd start Davies up front, I don't know whether Smith would want to put Watkins out wide now that he's an established forward. I don't know whether he'd want to switch that up. I have split opinions on it because we almost need to play our wingers into form. I think trying to move too many people around at once could cause some complications, but Smith got it spot on today. With 20 minutes to go, he hatched a plan and it came perfect in the end. And the only thing that really ruined it was the fact that Alan Smith was co-commentator. He gets on my nerves so badly. He makes Jermaine Genus look like Bruno Tonioli. You know, Alan, he's so old and I really dislike him.
But, you know, absolutely buzzing, lads. You know, it's nice to do a podcast and we've won. So let's keep this momentum then. We'll be back on Tuesday for a preview of the Liverpool game. So thanks for all coming on and up the Villa.
Up the Villa.
Up the Villa.